Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. My name is Larry Warren, and I want to thank you for joining us today. Hebrews chapter 2 says, Jesus destroyed the power that fear held over mankind. Now, through faith in God's word and the authority of his name, every believer has the right to live fear-free, even in the midst of a troubled world. When America was attacked by acts of terrorism on September 11, 2001, the Lord instructed Brother Copeland to launch a counterattack against the fear that tried to come on this nation. We can see from events in our world today that it's vital for believers to hear these messages again and build their faith to live a fearless life. God created you to be more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, so choose to stay in faith by agreeing with God's word, and the power of his word will enable you to overcome every fearful situation.
The 8th chapter of Luke's gospel and we will read what Jesus said to Jairus. Jairus was leader of the synagogue or president of the synagogue. And Jesus and his staff members came up on the shores of the Galilee, and he met them at the boat. Now there's a lot of people around there. The people pressed in on Jesus, and they really had some problems with crowd control. You can see it written in both Mark and Luke's account of it, and they. The people were thronging him, touching him from all sides. But right in the middle of this, Jairus just threw himself on the ground at Jesus' feet and said, my little daughter lieth at home at the point of death. She's dying. 12 years old, and she lay dying. He said, if you'll lay your hands on her, she'll live. So Jesus immediately followed him towards his home, and in the process of going from the lake to where Jairus lived and where his family and daughter was, the woman with the issue of blood caught hold of the hem of Jesus' prayer shawl, and the power of God flowed out of him and stopped him right where he stood. He turned around and said, who touched me? And she testified not only that she was healed, she testified that she had been in this condition a long time and suffered many physicians. And Jairus is standing there listening to what she said. He's listening to what Jesus said. He heard Jesus minister to her. Now, this is important. How does faith come? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So Jairus is being ministered to here just the same as the woman is being ministered to. It's outstanding that Jesus said, daughter, your faith made you whole. Now, first of all, he called her daughter. Well, now here's a man standing here that's president of the synagogue. He knows what he was referring to. He knows that woman's not Jesus' biological daughter. He knows that. He knows that Jesus is referring to the fact that she is a covenant daughter of Abraham. You remember another instance where there was a woman in the synagogue that he ministered to, and he said, ought not this woman be made whole, seeing she's a daughter of Abraham? You remember that? Well, that's what he was referring to here with this woman, called her daughter. Well, Jairus was interested in the word daughter. You know that got his attention. It's his own daughter that he's petitioning Jesus concerning. Well, it is important for us to realize it, and you know that he realized this, that he knows that God is no respecter of persons. So all these things that Jesus is saying is marking him and bringing faith up on the inside of him. Now, right at the very pinnacle of his faith, right at that very moment, somebody interjects death. Somebody breaks the thought pattern here with disaster. So now here he stands. He can go either way, but he can't go both. Did you hear me? He's either going to have to stay on faith and follow Jesus, or he's going to have to move over into fear, but he cannot stay in faith and fear at the same time. Not and get the results. So now let's see what took place here. 49th verse. All right, in the 48th verse, Jesus said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith made you whole. Go in peace." While he yet spake, there cometh one of the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." When Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not." You notice he did not say, "Now, Jairus, let's pray here, and I need to lay hands on you, and let's pray that God will keep you from being afraid." Wasn't God's responsibility. It is Jairus' responsibility. It is the responsibility of faith. It's the responsibility of the believer to fear not. You can't, God actually can't help you have faith, and he can't help you fear not. These things come by decision, by choice. You choose to have faith. And when you make the decision, "I am going to stay in faith in this situation, and faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God," you make the decision to stay in the word, and faith will just stay right on the line. It'll just keep on working. I don't care what else is around you trying to scream and holler, trying to get your attention, but if you don't make certain decisions, you will not give anything all of your attention. This man made a decision. My daughter's going to live. He's going to lay his hands on her, and she is going to live. And he locked into him when he threw himself at his feet. He locked into him to hear. He locked into him to follow. He locked into him to believe. And Jesus always, not part of the time, some of the times he does and some of the times he doesn't. No, that's a cop-out. Jesus always follows faith. Healing always comes. God never fails. It's people that fail God by failing to receive, by not making quality decision where the word is concerned, where the blood of Jesus is concerned, where fear is concerned, where faith is concerned, and so forth. Now then, Jesus said, "Fear not, believe only." Write this down. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Everything that Jesus has done, is doing, and will do in the future, everything he bought and paid for on the cross, everything he bought and paid for in the resurrection, everything that he has given us in his word always works. Always. It always works. when fear is not there to stop it. Fear and faith are reciprocal forces. They are alike in the fact that they are spiritual forces. They are exactly opposite in the spiritual realm. Faith and fear are alike in the fact that they are spiritual connectors. Faith connects you to God. Faith connects you to everything He has. Faith is the spiritual connector that connects you to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It connected you to Him in the Holy Ghost. It connected you to Him in healing. It connected you. It always connects you. Jesus said, your faith made you whole. Now He turns right around and said, fear not. You get it? I mean, faith will connect you to God. Fear connects you to death. Fear connects you to Satan, the way faith connects you to God. Satan can't do anything to you apart from fear any more than God can do something for you apart from faith. Now, if he hadn't had any faith when he fell at Jesus' feet, there's no way in the world Jesus would have followed him home. Why is it the woman with the issue of blood got healed out of all that crowd and all those other people touching him didn't? She wasn't the only one that touched him. There are other people reaching out and touching him. But she made a demand on the power of God, on the anointing that is in him and on him. Now, when they made that demand on Jesus, the anointing was already on the line, ready, willing, and able to make one whole. If demand is made on it. Now, you don't make demand on the word, make demand on the anointing. You don't make demand on the anointing of Jesus, on the power of God and the powers of heaven, praying fear-based prayers. And I know people well enough, I don't know a soul that was in that crowd. They've been gone a long time. But I know people in crowds today, and they're not a bit different. I've heard them, I've watched them, I've cried over them over the years, and nothing does any good except teaching the Word. Right. To teach the Word is the only antidote for unbelief.
That's right.
Amen. Unbelief is an expression of fear. So, the rest of that crowd is, oh, God, I tell you, if I don't get up there and get a hold of Jesus, I'm going to die. And, oh, God, don't you know I'm going to die? I mean, oh, God, is there any way you can help me? Oh, I just tell you what, I'm just so sick. Oh, I'm just so tired and so weak. Oh, God, all my children are out there on dope. And God, oh, God, I'm just kidding. Oh, can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? Well, bless your darling heart. I mean, I'm hurting for you. But what you're doing is killing you. That is a fear-based prayer, and it is disastrous. The Word of God, talking about Job in the third chapter, the last two verses of that chapter, said, Job said, I was not at rest. I was troubled, upset, and yet trouble came. That which I had greatly feared came upon me. Now notice, he said, what he literally said was, well, I was worried about my children, and I prayed when I was worried. I was troubled over them. I didn't even sleep at night. And they got killed anyway. He couldn't understand that. He thought worrying was being a responsible parent. He thought being troubled over his children was being responsible, when that's the most irresponsible thing anybody could do, is go to God in fear and worry instead of on faith. The Bible said faith labors to enter into rest. Faith enters into rest before God. Like that woman said in Great Britain during the bombing there in London, they noticed that she hadn't been coming to the shelters, and they thought maybe she'd gotten killed or something. So they looked it up, and she said, no, I got tired of going down there. That place smelled bad, and I don't like to go in those old shelters. And they said, well, aren't you afraid you're liable to get killed during the bombing? She said, no, not a bit in the world. They said, why? She said, well, I found in the Bible where God neither sleeps nor slumbers, and ain't no use in both of us being awake. And she said, I just told him, you can take care of me. I'm not going to do that anymore. And in the next raid or two that happened, every house on that entire street was bombed out but hers. And there stood hers untouched right in the middle of that whole thing. And she just entered into his rest and just stayed there. No, I'm not going to be troubled by that. Now, that's a decision based on faith and based on the Word of God. But in order to do that, you're going to have to set some controls over your mind.
That's right.
And one of them is to fear not. I'm not going to allow fear to contaminate my faith in the name of Jesus. The Bible says casting down imaginations, reasonings, every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God or against your knowledge of His Word. You're saying by His stripes we were healed. Your mind comes back and says, yeah, but you might not get it this time. See, your own mind arguing with you about what the Word of God says about it. And if you stand there and tolerate that, now here you are, fear and faith, one of them negating the other one, you're just standing there in no man's land, and I'll guarantee you the devil will beat your brains out. He'll kill you. Did you ever notice that? He is no good. He is out to kill you. He don't care whether you go to heaven or hell. Doesn't make him a bit of difference as long as he can get you out of his way. You are the biggest problem he has. Amen? You are a carrier of the anointing. You are the body of Christ, the body of the anointed one. He is the anti-Christ. He is the anti-anointing, and you are the one he's after. Don't care nothing about you one way or the other, personally. You don't mean a thing to him. Except when you begin to lay hold of what God has said and that anointing factor kicks in, whoo, you become very important to him. You're important in more ways than one. You're important in the fact that he would like to get you out of the way. You are also important in the fact that you are dangerous and he knows it, and he will stay ready to flee all the time, hoping you don't wake up to what that is in you and on you. When you begin to pray in faith, you begin to pray prayers of rest. But the Bible said fear hath torment. When you're praying fear-based prayers, they are torment-filled prayers. Oh, just crying and screaming and hollering and going on, getting little to no results. And after that comes the big blown-up excuses about why God didn't heal you and he did heal somebody else.
Amen.
Didn't have anything to do with what God would do or wouldn't do. It had to do with the fact who received and who didn't.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Now then, in these last few minutes here, let's go over into another part of this that I want you to pay really careful attention to. We're going to be talking about certain steps that we can take and come to the point where fear is gone. The very first thing that it is important for you to do and for me to do is come to the absolute understanding that we are delivered from fear. That we got delivered from fear when Jesus went to that cross. He bore it for us. We are delivered from it. We've got just couple of minutes here. Let's look up some scripture. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, Jesus, also himself likewise took part of the same. So we're talking about his flesh and his blood, right? He took part of the same, so that through death he might destroy him. Underline the word destroy. It means to totally paralyze and put out of commission. Destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. The fear makes you subject to. All right? You got that? Now then, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Just a couple of pages to the left. 2 Timothy 1:10. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus, the Anointed One, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, or through his word. Say it. He destroyed death and delivered me from its bondage. He abolished death. Death for my sake has been abolished. Hallelujah. Now then, Luke 1, verse 74. Verse 73 says, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies. Now, who does the Bible say is the chief enemy? Death. Death is the enemy. Death. The last enemy put underfoot. Well, does that speak something to you now? We're putting it underfoot, praise God. The revelation is now here, and we're now commanded to preach that we've been delivered from death. Glory to God. This thing is being put underfoot. We're just about out of here, folks. I'm telling you. glory to God. That he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. Hallelujah. Romans 8:15. Now all their lifetime subject to bondage because of the fear of death, but have been delivered from the fear of death. Verse 15, 8th chapter of Romans. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, or whereby we cry, I have a daddy, I have a father. Hallelujah. Right in the face of fear, you can laugh and say, ha, 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 I have a father. I have a daddy, and he loves me as much as he does Jesus, and you're not coming in here, Mr. Fear. No, I've been delivered from fear, and therefore I've been delivered from bondage, and you just keep confessing that and praising God for that, and you keep saying that, and I'll guarantee you fear will pack up its junk and leave.
The earth began in darkness with the Holy Spirit moving upon the face of the water until one thing changed. God spoke, and his faith-filled words lit up the universe and formed all of creation. He put that same overcoming, creative power inside of you. Get Kenneth Copeland's audio teaching, Faith-Filled Words Dominate the Law of Sin and Death, and find out how to use your God-given faith to release light over any darkness you face. Whether you need healing, direction, peace, or finances, learn to access everything God's kingdom offers to be yours here and now. Your very salvation in Christ started by confessing what you believe about Jesus as your Savior. Now all of your life of faith works the same way. No matter what's going on in the world around you, when you get God's Word into your heart, everything changes. Your faith-filled words will dominate sin and death every time. Request your free digital download of Faith-Filled Words Dominate the Law of Sin and Death by Kenneth Copeland. Develop faith in your inner man, speak God's Word, and receive the promises He has for you. Go to kcm.org/TV special to download your free audio file today. This offer is good for 60 days.
Today we learn from Brother Copeland that faith and fear are spiritual connectors. Faith is the spiritual force that connects you to God and His blessing, but fear connects you to the devil and the curse in this world. Because of Jesus, fear no longer has the right to control a child of God, but we still have to enforce our freedom from fear by standing on His Word in faith. We have to trust that God is faithful to do what He's promised us in His Word until we see the victory manifested in our lives. Now, if you're facing something you're not sure what God has promised you in His Word, then I invite you to call our prayer line. Our team of prayer ministers can help you find the scriptures that speak to your situation. Every prayer minister at KCM is licensed by Eagle Mountain International Church, and they're trained to pray in faith according to God's Word. Remember, God never fails. His Word always works, and He's faithful. Now, before we go, please join me in celebrating Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's wedding anniversary today. For 63 years, they have been a marvelous example of a godly marriage and a ministry team to the body of Christ around the world. Thank you, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, for your faithfulness to God and to each other. We love you and speak the blessing over your life, your health, your finances, and your future. Thank you, partners, for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.